Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Project I Am. I'm sorry for the absence. It's been quite a while since the podcast. I have been in Cape Town, South Africa for about a month. My mom fell and broke her hip. Actually, she cracked her pelvis is what she really did. And so I was there to help my sister and help her recover. And also while I was there, I did some recovery from some burnout. And I have to be honest and say that my time there was so good for me, so instrumental in me reminding myself of who I was and some beautiful things that happened. And I'm so grateful. But we're back, and today's episode is really about forgiveness. It's called, Do I Have to Forgive Those Who Hurt Me? Well, let's start at the beginning. Welcome to Project I Am. This is the podcast where we explore psychological insights, personal growth, and the science behind emotional well-being. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we're tackling a deep and often challenging question. Do I have to forgive those who hurt me? I think this can be a really complicated issue. And at the end of the day, as I've discussed this with various people, our inability to forgive other people hurts us, but it really doesn't hurt them. And it keeps us bound up and it keeps us from living freely. And our forgiveness of others is so often interconnected with our forgiveness of ourselves. Forgiveness is often touted as the key to emotional freedom. Yet for many, forgiveness really feels impossible and even undeserved. And sometimes we confuse giving someone forgiveness, extending forgiveness to someone, we confuse it with telling them that what they did was okay. For example, for myself and my childhood sexual abuse, forgiving the perpetrator has been challenging because I haven't wanted my forgiveness of them to communicate to them that what they did was okay. And so oftentimes these things are really interconnected with each other, and we struggle with them. So is it always necessary to forgive? And can premature forgiveness be harmful? You know, because sometimes I think we make this decision, well, I forgive them. And it's a very superficial decision, and we begin to convince ourselves that we've forgiven somebody when we really haven't. And what steps can we take before forgiving to make it truly liberating for ourselves? Well, we will look at these questions today using psychological research, real-life anecdotes, and wisdom from experts in emotional healing. So grab a cup of coffee or tea, settle in, put on your walking shoes and your earphones, and let's begin. So there's this myth about immediate forgiveness. There's a common idea that forgiveness should be instant, you know, that we should keep short accounts is the way I've heard people speak about it. That once you decide to forgive, your pain will immediately disappear. But many psychologists argue that this belief is misleading and in many cases can actually be quite harmful. Take, for example, the very well-known case of Monica Lewinsky. After the Clinton scandal, she was publicly shamed for years. In an interview, she said she struggled with the pressure to forgive and move on. But healing for her took time. Forgiving too soon can feel like minimizing the pain rather than addressing it. For me, I have a personal anecdote about this. I remember visiting South Africa once, talking with my mom about our family get-togethers and the circumstances under which my sexual abuse took place. And I remember my mom so clearly saying to me, David, it happened so long ago. Why can't you just let it go and move on? Which is oftentimes what other people want to tell us when they don't know how to handle our pain and our emotion. According to Dr. Robert Enright, a leading researcher on forgiveness, premature forgiveness, especially when coerced, can lead to emotional suppression rather than true healing. That's Enright and Fitzgibbons, 2015. When people feel forced to forgive before processing their emotions, they might suppress resentment rather than resolving it. And one of the situations I can think of where this happens a lot is in church situations, in religious situations where forgiveness of other people is encouraged and is preached. And oftentimes it's preached from a very superficial level where people are encouraged to forgive quickly. And in the process, they don't process the pain of those emotions. And it does result in long-term pain, trauma sometimes, and resentment. I think the takeaway that we need to take from this is that forgiveness isn't a band-aid. It's a process. It happens in layers. And sometimes it's okay for us to wait before we forgive. So what needs to happen before true forgiveness occurs? So if immediate forgiveness isn't always the answer, what needs to happen? Here are a few steps that might help. So step one is we need to acknowledge the hurt. Before forgiving, we have to be honest about the impact of the harm. Clinical psychologist Dr. Janice Abrams-Spring, in a 2012 journal article, argues that skipping this step leads to quote-unquote false forgiveness, where we say we forgive, but we still hold on to resentment. Until you realize the impact of the harm, you can't really forgive. Let's say that something has occurred and you are in a measure of pain and you forgive for the pain that you're experiencing. But as you go on, you realize that the pain is so much deeper than you initially thought. Right? Well, you need to forgive again then. And so sometimes when we forgive too soon, we haven't really realized the impact of the harm that we're experiencing. Consider the case of Oprah Winfrey, right? In interviews, she's spoken at length about her childhood abuse. For years, people expected her to forgive. But she first had to acknowledge the deep pain and the trauma she experienced before reaching a place of peace. So that was step one, acknowledge the hurt. And step two, set boundaries. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can forgive someone and still keep them at a distance. Dr. Harriet Lerner, in Why Won't You Apologize, a book from 2017, explains that forgiveness should not mean tolerating continued harm. You know, there's a lot of people I work with who've experienced childhood sexual abuse and have managed to forgive the perpetrator. And I've heard a number of them say to me, I've forgiven them, but that doesn't mean I'll ever be alone in the same room with them ever again. And I think that makes perfect sense. Or I've forgiven them, but that doesn't mean I need to hang out with them at family gatherings. Those are boundaries. Somebody I know, his name is Mark. Obviously, this is a pseudonym. Mark shared the story. My best friend betrayed me by spreading personal secrets. I wanted to forgive, but I realized that didn't mean I had to trust him again. So I set new boundaries while still letting go of my anger. Forgiveness includes setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is healthy behavior. It protects yourself from going through the same pain over again. Because just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean that the other person's behavior has changed. So step one, acknowledge the hurt. Step two, set boundaries. And step three, process the emotions. I think this is really the tough part because we tend to suppress emotions that are uncomfortable and we choose to rather not look at them. But forgiveness requires working through emotions like anger, grief, and other emotions. And studies show that suppressing anger can lead to physical health issues like high blood pressure. This is quoted by Worthington in an article in 2006, and many other physical ailments. Journaling, therapy, or even confronting the person in a healthy way All these things can help. What is the key takeaway of these 3 points? Well, before forgiveness can be healing, we must process the hurt, set boundaries, and give ourselves permission to feel the pain so we can let it go. Now, what are the benefits of forgiveness? Many of us have heard people talk at length about how forgiveness is holding a hot coal that you want to throw at somebody else, but you're not actually throwing it, you're not letting it go. So this hot coal is just burning your own hand. There is a positive side to forgiveness. What happens when we do forgive at the right time? Well, one of the things that happens, and one of the most beautiful things, I think, is emotional freedom. Studies show that people who forgive experience lower levels of anxiety and depression. That's Toussaint et al. 2015. Forgiveness frees up mental space that resentment takes up. Let me just say that again. Forgiveness frees up mental space that resentment takes up. I think that's beautiful because resentment just leads to pain in the body and all types of disease. Remember Nelson Mandela? Well, he once said, resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it'll kill your enemies. After 27 years in prison, Nelson Mandela chose forgiveness over hatred, and his ability to let go of anger helped him become a leader of reconciliation in South Africa. And just on a side note, Cape Town was voted the number one city in the world by Time Out magazine last week, hot off the press. Okay, that's a side note. So forgiveness gives us one benefit, emotional freedom. Another benefit it gives us is improved health. According to research by Dr. Everett Worthington in 2006, forgiveness is linked to better heart health and lower stress levels. Holding on to anger triggers stress hormones, while forgiveness reduces inflammation and lowers cortisol. That's good news for your body. Forgiveness also leads to strengthened relationships. Forgiveness can repair relationships when done correctly. A study in the Journal of Family Psychology by McCullough et al. 1998 found that partners who forgive each other experience deeper emotional intimacy. And you know this from your relationships with friends. When there's been a breach in your relationship with a friend, and instead of avoiding it, you deal with it and you repair the breach, the bond and the trust and the depth of the relationship is oftentimes much stronger. Julia shared, after my husband betrayed my trust, I thought our marriage was over. But through therapy, we worked through the pain. And when I finally forgave him, it felt real. And right now, our relationship is stronger than ever. So what's the takeaway? Forgiveness can lead to emotional freedom, better health, and stronger relationships, but only when that forgiveness is authentic and not forced. So, do you have to forgive those who hurt you? No, absolutely not. Forgiveness is a choice, not an obligation, and it should never be rushed. But you should remember that there are some beautiful benefits to forgiveness. If you're struggling with forgiveness, remember these 3 things. 1. Healing comes first. Before forgiving, acknowledge the pain and process it. And sometimes you might need some help with this. Maybe you need to see a therapist. 2. Boundaries matter. You can forgive without re-entering into a harmful relationship. Boundaries are important. 3. True forgiveness is liberating. When done right, forgiveness benefits you more than the person who hurt you. Final thought for today. If you're not ready to forgive, that's okay. Give yourself time. Forgiveness is a journey. It's not a deadline. And oftentimes it happens in layers. It's a place that we visit over and over again, where we forgive for the same incident time and time again as we realize the depths of pain, as our self-awareness increases and we realize the injustice that has occurred. So remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a deadline, not a destination. So that's it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Project I Am. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. And if you have a story about forgiveness you'd like to share, please send me a message. And you can send that to info@therapywithdavid.com. Until next time, take care of yourself and take care of your heart. May you be well.
Today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.